ability.
I am Gloria. I am an architect, and we are here from the very beginning. We came in March 68.
I am Piero, and I came in 1968 to Auroville with Gloria. We are coming from Italy, and from then we have started to make some construction.
We came because we were fascinated by the Sri Aurobindo philosophy and what Mother had envisaged about a new town based on a spirituality, but not forgetting the material development. And Mother is insisting a lot on beauty as a manifestation of the divine. So what is our aspiration, said in the construction, is to find some space for the human being in which one can develop the spirit, no? One can progress on this transformation of our human nature, and for that the living in a state of relaxed way, enjoying a space, not having too many practical material problems of rain, of insect, of termites. And more, to succeed, to create some beauty, because the beauty is one of the first manifestations of the divine. And many times we can witness that if one look only to the sustainability, on the point of view of the material construction, many other qualities of a building are lost. And for us, this is not so correct. So we are trying to find the balance between all these things, no?
We are sensible to create spaces that are sustainable for not only from the point of view of material and from the point of view of sort of the balance of, say, of calories or whatever, or CO2 produce, but especially from the point of view of the people they are going to live into that. The research is also very much connected with the situation of the cost and the materials and market. When we came, for example, wood in India was very cheap, and it was possible to use wood for structures, even for large structure like we have done, for example, in the construction of aspiration, no, in all the huts and the kitchen, was not the problem. On the contrary, the wood was available on the quite easily. Today, wood has disappeared. So now we have to manage with whatever is possible to get here. We don't have a sort of fixed formula. No? We try to adjust the cost and the availability, and but the important thing is that we try to do harmoniously with what is surrounding us, no? So no brutal intrusions.
So since many years, we build very little private houses or even apartments because we dedicated ourselves to the schools. It happens like that. We built a lot of schools, and then there is a completely different problems. They are built not from private money, but from donation or government grant. And so one has to play with that, no? Normally this grant or this donation are for the building but never for the maintenance. So it's necessary to build in such a way that the maintenance is minimum. No? But possibility, also it is the challenge, also the joy to do, it is how the children can have a new kind of education. And for that we are very much in contact with the teachers, no? We build according to their own method of teaching that is continuously evolving also. And to have, you know, the normal traditional classroom that in India is, they are very like a military military structure, all in line, all different, completely different method of teaching, no? So our will try some method much more free. For that they need much more free space, but in the same time not fancy space, because there one go all in the method of teaching, no? If it is too free space, the children, they don't find the structure. They don't find their own, they don't learn any discipline, any self-discipline or something. So it all has to be find an harmony, a balance between this freedom and the way to live together in respecting each other and learning something.
When we had started with the school, then came the possibility of using natural earth bricks, and we proposed that to the persons that were doing the construction, and then they said, no, sorry, we have tried and we don't want, because it's too difficult for us to follow this type of construction. So it's a relation of a group, not a choice of an architect.
If one really, it is some concept of spirituality, this not to go for surplus, only the strictly necessary, to live as simple as possible, don't follow fashions or things like that, no? Don't go to any extremism. In many ways, sure there is also architects who look only to do things as strange as possible, because this attracts the fantasy of journalists or people who are not at all interested to be famous or to show off or to do something shocking. We want something very as simple and as humble as possible, no? Because we personally we believe that the spiritual path is this. No?
Oroville is the shelter built for all those who want to hasten towards a future knowledge, peace, and unity. The Mother.